For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up? It's me, Derek, your host, Degenerate Derek Podcast, episode 28. It's the recap show for week 11's picks. Again, we give out five picks on Fridays every year. Me, Daniel, we're going head-to-head. And then on Monday show, I recap them. A little bit different of a schedule this week because I'm on vacation from my other job, which is, of course, the Billy Madison show. So I think I'm going to have week 12's pick show out by Wednesday. So that, you know, because I don't know what people are doing Friday, and I don't even know what my Friday looks like. So I want to get that done by Wednesday. I'm going to see if I can have my boy Pat on again from YBB Official. Shout out to him. He came on Friday. He gave out five picks. He's a professional. He gave out five picks. He went 3-2 because that's what winners do. So big shout out to him. He came on. He gave out some great info. He did a really great job, just like he always does. If you listen, you know, back to last year's season and stuff like that, I mean, he's always came on. He's always delivered. And his whole team, they do a great job. I really couldn't be more happy to be, you know, associated with those guys. I really like plugging those guys and giving them props because, you know, they're a group of professional bettors, but they – I don't know. They're just not scumbags. They're not scam artists. They're not getting over on anybody. They're not doing anybody dirty. They're just good guys. So go check them out at YBB Official. My boy Pat, I'm going to see if he can come on again on Wednesday's show. And we'll see if he has time for that. So, yeah, I look forward to that. Another winning week by me. A winning week by Pat. A losing week by Daniel. And I got to really apologize, you know. I got to think, should Daniel even come on here anymore? I mean, I don't know. Daniel really, he's just fallen off the wagon. He delivered his third straight week of losing picks. Just pathetic. Honestly, it's pathetic. I mean, how do you, I get it. You have a bad week. You have three bad weeks in a row. That's unacceptable. So I got to really evaluate Daniel and see if I want to bring that cuck back on. It's absolute karma for all the stuff that he was talking. I mean, this dude was talking crazy noise at the beginning of the year when he was doing okay. And then when, you know, you really get into the thick of the season and he crumbles and falls apart, pathetic in my opinion, really. Pathetic, sad, goofy, cuck, giant loser, fat, all that stuff. All those things come to mind. So I'll have to reevaluate Daniel at the end of the season, but he's really just falling off the wagon, delivering another losing week that's three in a row. I went 3-2. I don't need to recap all the games. Again, I'm on vacation. I'm rehabbing from my Adderall, so my brain is not all there. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get off of it a little bit, and I'm just kind of like, blah, today. But I'm still going to do a podcast. I'm still going to give out a Monday Night Football pick. What is my Monday Night Football pick? Let me just knock that out right away. My Monday Night Football pick is whatever is the opposite of Cookboy Daniel. So let me go through my text. Cookboy Daniel says he's on Rams plus 4.5. That means I'm on the Bucks minus 4.5. So those are our Monday Night Football picks. Again, I'm on three straight winning weeks. I'm 10-5 in my last 3 weeks. I'm 33-32 overall on the year. I have had a just complete resurgence. I've fought back and not only gotten above 500, but I've also taken over and beaten Daniel outright. So I'm really happy with how, you know, the middle season, the really hard, difficult part of the season has been and how I battled through it and delivered winning week after winning week after winning week in the thick of it. Okay, that's where the winners really, you know, the cream rises in the middle of the season, and that's where I'm at. Okay, so you're welcome. Thank you for sticking with me. Let's recap real quick. Let's go through week 11. What did we do this week? What were my picks even? I don't know, but I know I went 3-2. I'll go by. Okay, so My first pick was the Bengals in Washington. That was a big fat L. Football team came out 20-9. I kind of sucked ass. I was on the Bengals. But I think the bad news in that game was that Joe Burrow, I think, tore his ACL. So, you know, does that loss even count? I mean, seriously, I should be, that's almost like I should have been 4-1. Because that loss shouldn't even count because the starting quarterback tore his ACL. So, I mean, that doesn't even matter. Next game, I had the Browns -3 against the Eagles. I had the Browns -3. They went 22-17. That's a W. That's a W. Next game, I had the Texans +2 against the Patriots. They win that game outright, beating the Patriots 27-20, just like I told you they would because I'm a genius. Yep. Genius. Next W I had. Oh. Favorite win of the day for my third win, giving myself a third consecutive winning week. It was the Jets. I had them at +10 against the Chargers, or maybe it was +9.5, whatever. It was one of those. But they lost that game by 6, so I covered either way. But you got to admit, the Jets +9.5, I mean, who's giving out the Jets? The Jets are 0-10. Nobody's giving out the Jets. Last week, I gave out the Jaguars. Like, I'm giving out these horrible football teams that are covering the spreads because I'm winning. I'm a winning podcaster, guys. Been trying to tell you guys this. I've been trying to tell you all year. I'm gonna get it together. And what do you know? I do get it together. Thank you very much. The one game I had a loss on. Well, the second game I had a loss on. My only true loss, if you take out the Bengals one, because Joe Burrow tore his knee. So that loss doesn't count. My only true loss is the Packers and the Colts. I did have the Packers. I had them at +2. They lose the game in overtime by 3 to the Colts. I got to give, you know, Colts played pretty good that game. I'm not even going to hate on them. Phillip Rivers, he throws the ball crazy. I mean, you guys have heard me all year bash on him. But Colts are 7-3, and they got some decent wins on their schedule. Their defense, I know it's they gave up 31 points, so it's like you can't really talk about how good their defense played. But in key moments yesterday, their defense really did step up and kind of shut the Packers down. So that was good on their part. You know, Colts are better than I thought they were, so I'll take an L on that one. That's the only true L, though, that I'm taking from yesterday. Chiefs-Raiders last night. Raiders looking to go 2-0 against the Chiefs. I fell asleep during this game, not even going to lie. My chick was real mad. She was trying to get the pee-pee doodle. And I was like, nah, I'm going to go to beddy doodle. And so I did. And so now she's like all pissed off. What? Dude, leave me alone. Let me do the podcast.
Don't be talking about the pee-pee doodle to the people on the podcast. Do not talk about the pee-pee doodle. You should give me that pee-pee doodle that day.
All right. Thank you, honey. Thank you for coming on the podcast. Love you, sweetie. Again, guys, my brain is just not there right now. All right. Forgive me. We'll be back on Wednesday. Again, tonight, Monday Night Football. Daniel Rams, +4.5. Derek Bucks, -4.5. All right. You guys have a great rest of the week, and we'll be back on Wednesday for Week 12 picks, okay?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.